Have I been unfair on Jeremy Corbyn, or do you, like me, think that it is an act of gross irresponsibility to almost rule out any deployment of British forces?
Well, I didn't listen to the hustings, Ian, so I'm having to take what you've said.
I've quoted what he said, so I haven't spun it at all.
Say I am not particularly surprised, but just because I am not surprised, I do know Jeremy, that doesn't mean to say that it's any less daft, you know, to say such a thing. Pacifism is a wonderful ideal, and if anybody thinks that it prevents war, then they're welcome to it. But you know, any kind of level of study of history will show you quite the reverse, I'm afraid. And so I have to agree with you that the British public are not daft. At the end of the day, they will not vote for a pacifist. And the sad thing is, although I didn't listen to the hustings, when he said what you have described, he was probably cheered, wasn't he?
He absolutely was, yeah.
Yeah, and that is a huge problem for Labour that is bigger than simply Jeremy Corbyn, and that is that those people who have a vote, many of them long-standing Labour members, some of them new entries to the Labour Party, cheered him. The overwhelming majority of the British public will never support such a policy. I mean, they won't support such a policy because it's nonsense.
As a former Defence Secretary, assuming that he is leader at the next election and stands on a policy similar to this, I mean, you would surely find it difficult to campaign for him.
Well, Jeremy, I'm a retired politician, and
doesn't stop you campaigning, though, Bob, does it?
And there are some good people in the Labour Party. There are some friends of mine in the Labour Party, so I would have no difficulty, as long as they remain in the Labour Party, in campaigning, for the Labour Party. And I've been a member of the Labour Party since 1975, not as long as some people my age, but a very long time. So, you know, I would like, to remain in the Labour Party and to, and to die eventually, if you like, a very long time from now, with a Labour Party card in my pocket. But I will not support, a policy that is ridiculous. Look, in the between war years, pacifism reached a very high level in this country, and understandably slow after the massive slaughter on the Western Front in the First World War. But that level of pacifism that ran throughout European countries, it didn't stop the Second World War. It didn't stop Hitler, and there are damn good arguments that would suggest that it did quite the reverse. A bully is encouraged by weakness. They are not deterred by weakness combined with good argument. And therefore, you know, the thought that weakness prevents war, the British people are not daft, I'm afraid.